the No Name Ever podcast. It's quarterfinal two. It's Pope Master with Phil Bird.
Hello, and welcome to something a little bit different from the No Name Ever podcast. My name is Dave Roberts, and with no Burnley matches to preview during the summer break, we've teamed up with Burnley FC club commentator Phil Bird to bring you a summer quiz. We'll be posing Burnley FC related quiz questions to 8 quarter finalists who have volunteered to test their claret's knowledge. We're calling our quiz Pope Master, with a nod to the BBC's music quiz Pop Master, as the questions follow a similar format. There are 10 questions, with each round worth 3 points, apart from rounds 3, 6 and 9, which are worth 6 points each. A maximum score of 39 points are available for each contestant. The rules are fairly simple. We'll be recording with all 8 of our quarter-finalists, and the top 4 scorers will progress through to the semi-final stage in our quest to find this summer's Pope Master. If there is a tie, we'll decide the winner on a count-back basis, with higher scores in round 10 being compared, then round 9, etc., until we have a winner. We're going to be hearing from our next 2 contestants today, starting with somebody who's already been a guest on the No Name Never preview show during last season, and that's Adam Dennett. Welcome back, Adam.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me on again.
No, it's good to have you on, and I know you were keen to answer the quiz questions when you were on for the preview show. Are you feeling confident for today?
I am feeling confident, but you just never know when it actually comes to the crunch, so we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, we will indeed. In terms of our format for today, we've got... we're also very fortunate to have a very capable quizmaster for you, Phil Bird. Probably doesn't need too much of an introduction to Burnley fans. He's been commentating for Burnley Football Club for the last 20 years and is synonymous with the club's coverage on Claret's World, Claret's Player, and more recently on Claret's Plus. They keep rebranding the name. That's on match days at home and away. Welcome, Phil, and how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, thanks for asking me to do this.
Good, good. It's good to have you on and involved with the summer quiz that we're going to put out over the summer while we're waiting for some proper Burnley games to come back on. So in terms of you, Adam, for the benefit of our listeners, can you let us know whereabouts in the world you are right now? And if you can remember, let our listeners know the season you saw Burnley play for the first time.
So I'm in Todmorden, where I've always lived, 9 miles down the road. And my first game was in 94-95, the year we got relegated from Division 1. And the first game I went to was a 2-0 win against Charlton Athletic. And I remember that David Ayres had scored, but I had to look up the other goal scorer, which was Paul Shaw, today.
I've not looked ahead on the questions, but maybe there'll be a question in from that season if you're lucky. We'll see. I think they are concentrating more on the post 2000, but there are some older questions in there as well. It's a mix for everyone, so hopefully there's something everyone will know. Before we came on air, we asked Adam to select a letter from A to H. That's from the letters that were left. He chose letter A, which is set of questions 8. So that basically means that all that remains for me to do at the moment is to hand over to you the very capable hands of our quizmaster, Mr. Phil Bird.
Thank you. So round 3 of Pope Master, quarter final. Welcome to Adam. Good luck, Adam. And we'll make a start. Round 1 is called Opening Day. Thanks. And relates to Burnley's opening day league games since 2000. The name of the Burnley manager is worth 2 points, and there's 1 extra point for the correct year. Burnley lost 3-1 to Brighton on the opening day of the league season, with Lee Briscoe scoring our goal and Arton Nehiri being shown a red card. Can you name the Burnley manager and the year?
So that will have been Stan Ternent, and the year would have been, I'll guess, 2003.
So what year are you going with there, sorry?
2002. Adam?
2002, yeah, it's correct. So it's 2 points for a Stan Turner, 1 point for the year 2002, was the 2002-2003 season. Well done. Round two is our numbers round. It's multiple choice. If you can guess the correct answer, it's worth 3 points. How many Premier League matches did Burnley win during their first season back in the top flight in 2009-2010? Was it A, 7, B, 8, or C, 9? I'll give you that question again. How many Premier League matches did Burnley win during their first season back in the top flight in 2009-2010? Was it A, 7, B, 8, or C, 9?
B, 8.
It was 8. Yeah, good answer. 3 points. Well done. Round three is the other club's round. This is the first bonus round. Rounds 3, 6, and 9 are bonus rounds with 6 points at stake. We're looking for three answers, and each correct answer is worth 2 points. We're looking at Kevin Long's career. Name any three teams Kevin Long has played for on loan since he joined Burnley. So we're looking for any three of the teams that he's played for on loan since he joined Burnley.
Accrington Stanley.
Yeah, that's one.
Barnsley.
Is another. Yep, well done.
Third one's a bit of a guess. Rochdale.
Rochdale's correct. Yeah, well done. 6 points. Yeah, the five are Accrington Stanley, as you said, Barnsley, as you said, Rochdale, as you said, then Milton Keynes and Portsmouth. Milton Keynes, Don Stephen, the full name. Round four. You're doing well. Opposition teams round. All we need is the name of the team, which is worth 3 points. Which team knocked Burnley out of the 2013-2014 FA Cup at the third round stage? So which team knocked Burnley out of the 2013-14 FA Cup at the third round stage?
I'm not sure. I can remember we lost to West Ham in the League Cup. I'm trying to think of this season review video. I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah, it's a toughie, Adam. Yeah, it was Southampton. Southampton away. They beat us
4-3.
Yeah, Kevin Long actually scored in that game. Hard lines. It was a tough one, Adam. That round five, goal scorers round. And this question is multiple choice. For 3 points, just provide the name of the player who has scored the most goals out of these three Burnley players. So which player has scored more goals for Burnley? Is it David Ayres, John Francis, or Kurt Nogan? David Ayres, John Francis, or Kurt Nogan?
I'll go for David Ayres, just because of the amount of time he's been here at the club.
And that's correct. Yeah, well done. Yeah, David Ayres, 55. John Francis, 45. Kurt Nogan, 42. So 3 points. Good one, that. Round six is our second bonus round. Looks back at some older games, which is why we've called it Vintage Clarets. A correct answer is worth 3 points. When Burnley won the third division title in 1981-1982, who was Burnley's manager and which player was the top scorer?
This is where I'm going to fall down, I think.
A little bit before your time. Sorry, Adam.
Just a bit. No, it's fine. I'll just throw two names that I know were playing in, well, somewhere around that time. So, Steve Kindon.
So, remember, you're going for the manager, which player was the top scorer?
Yeah, so Steve Kindon, sorry, the top scorer. Yep. Manager. I don't think Jimmy Adamson was still there, although Jimmy Adamson.
No, it wasn't. No, it was Brian Miller who was in charge. And Billy Hamilton was the top scorer. Round seven looks at recent transfers. We want to know, from which club did Burnley sign George Boyd in 2014?
Hull City.
It was, yes, 3 points. Question eight is all about players who scored on their Burnley debut but have only ever scored once for the club. Which Burnley player scored his only goal for Burnley against Bradford City in September 2001? Which Burnley player scored his only goal for the club against Bradford City September 2001?
Tony Ellis.
It was, yes. Late winner, wasn't it, at Valley Parade? Tony Ellis, the answer. Well done.
2-1. Or 3-2.
Yeah, last minute winner. Yeah. Question 9, bonus round, of course. And it focuses on players who've scored a hat-trick for Burnley. It's a two-part question, each part worth 3 points. It's about Charlie Austin. Charlie Austin scored 3 hat-tricks for Burnley. One was away at Portsmouth. But against which 2 teams did he net hat-tricks at Turf Moor? Which 2 teams did he score hat-tricks against at Turf Moor?
Sheffield Wednesday, I think, were one of them on a Tuesday night, in a 3-3. I think it was. I'll say Peterborough.
It was. Yeah, it was. Peterborough United and Sheffield Wednesday. Well done. Yeah. Sheffield Wednesday 3-3. I think it was 5-2, wasn't it, Peterborough? Hat-tricks for Charlie Austin at Turf Moor. Well done. 6 points. Final question. It's a name the year once again, and it's 3 points. If you get it spot on, 1 point either way. We want to know, in which year did Burnley play their last match with Stan Ternent as manager? In which year did Burnley play their last match with Stan Ternent as manager?
Between two. It's either 2004 or 2005.
Go on, Adam.
I'll go for 2004.
He's correct. Well done. You picked right for 3 points. Well done. Well done. Really well done, Adam. Just cutting out a little bit with the older stuff, perhaps, but you've got a really good score there. Dave will confirm exactly how many you've got.
We've got an excellent score of 30 from Adam out of a possible 39. So it's a really good score there. Well, we won't find out if that score will be enough for a semi-final place until we've heard from all 8 of our quarter-finalists. But we do have one more contestant to answer questions for this episode.
You have been listening to the Summer Pup Master Quiz brought to you by the Known and Ever podcast. Tune in every week, where on a Tuesday you'll hear analysis, debate and discussion on the latest game featuring the mighty Clarets and all things Claret and Blue. Then tune in again on a Friday night for the preview show, where we look ahead to our next opponents. We have Statman Dave's Quiz of the Week and the highly competitive and much-loved Known and Ever Fantasy Premier League. So if you like what you hear, go right ahead to your favourite podcast provider and hit that subscribe button.
Well, we now have our second contestant for today in place and ready. So I'd like to welcome Andrew Blythe to the Known and Ever podcast and to Popemaster. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's very good. We've got 8 contestants in total. You're the fourth one so far, and we'll see how everyone does before we decide who's going to go through to the semi-finals. But Andrew, for the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us whereabouts in the world you are right now? And if you can remember, let our listeners know the season you saw your first Burnley match.
So I'm from the west coast of Scotland in Ayrshire. I first became a Burnley fan in 97, which was the Chris Waddle season. My family at the time had moved down to just outside Burnley, so started going to games. And then even once I moved back up here, once you support Burnley, you're not going to stop. So that's why I'm still a season ticket holder now.
And do you get back, well, post-pandemic, do you get back to many matches?
Well, I only actually became a season ticket again just for last season, and then obviously the pandemic happened, but I had been maybe between 5 and 12 games a season in between. But I then meant I could become a season ticket holder, and then the pandemic happened.
Yeah, it's been unfortunate for a lot of fans, hasn't it? But it's a fair old trek for you down from Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a great day out, so it's good.
It certainly is. Well, before we came on air, we asked Andrew to select a letter from A to H, from those that were still available, to determine at random which set of questions he would be being asked. Andrew chose letter B, which was set of questions 2. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to our quizmaster, Mr. Phil Bird.
Hi, Andrew. Welcome to Popmaster. Hi. Good luck. Good luck with these. I'll start on round one. It's called Opening Day and relates to Burnley's opening day league game since 2000. The name of the Burnley manager is worth 2 points, and there's an extra point for the correct year. So we're going back to Burnley beating West Brom 2-1 on the opening day of the league season with goals from Michael Duff and an Andy Gray penalty. Can you name the Burnley manager and the year?
I'll go for Steve Cottrell in 06.
It's Steve Cottrell, yeah, for 2 points, but it's 2007. Only one out. Very close. Hard lines, but it is 2 points for you there. Round two is the numbers round, and it's multiple choice. If you can guess the correct year, it's worth 3 points. What was Burnley's final league position at the end of the 2010-2011 season? Was it A, 6th, B, 8th, or C, 10th? What was Burnley's final league position at the end of the 2010-2011 season? Was it A, 6th, B, 8th, or C, 10th?
I'll go 8th.
It was 8th, yeah. Yeah, option B was 8th, yeah. And that's correct for 3 points. Well done, Andrew. Really good, that. Yeah. Round three is the other club's round. It's the first bonus round. Rounds 3, 6, and 9 are bonus rounds, and they're worth 6 points. Okay. Prior to joining Burnley, which three other English league teams did Robbie Brady play for? It's three teams we're looking for, 2 points each. Prior to joining Burnley, which three other English league teams did Robbie Brady play for?
Norwich City, Hull City, and I don't know, so I'll just guess Sheffield United.
Two were right, obviously, Hull City, Norwich City, you knew those were right. His first club actually was Manchester United. Where it all started for Robbie Brady. He was at Manchester United. Only played one game for them, and I think that was in the League Cup. So it was a tricky one. But Manchester United, Hull City and Norwich were the three teams. You get 4 points there. Round four is the opposition teams round. All we need is the name of the team, which is worth 3 points. Only one team beat Burnley home and away in league games during season 2013-2014. Can you name the team? Only one team beat Burnley home and away in league games during season 2013-14. Can you name that team?
Hull City.
It wasn't Hull, Andrew. No, it was Middlesbrough. We lost 1-0 in both games. If you remember, the game at Turf Moor was late on in the season when we were close to promotion. Yeah. Round five, it's the goal scorers round, and this is a multiple choice. For 3 points, just provide the name of the player who has scored the most goals for Burnley out of these three options. Which player has scored more goals for Burnley? Is it Adi Akinbayi, Glenn Little, or Chris McCann? Adi Akinbayi, Glenn Little, or Chris McCann? Which one of those three has scored the most goals for the club?
That's a tricky one. I'll go B, Glenn Little.
It is Glenn Little. Well done. That wasn't easy. Yeah, Glenn Little. Glenn Little's got 36. Akinbayi and McCann have both got 31. Well done. 3 points. Round six, the second bonus round. And it looks back at some older games. So we've called it the Vintage Clarets round. We're looking back at the famous Orient game in 1987. We need to know the name of the Burnley captain and who was the club chairman at the time. So two answers required, Burnley captain and the club chairman for the Orient game in 1987. I'm going to say a bit before your time.
It is a bit before my time, so I don't really have... I'll put a guess in. I don't think this is right at all, but I'll go Ian Britton and Frank Teasdale, but I know that's wrong.
No, Frank Teasdale's right. He was the chairman. Yeah. Ian Britton scored that day, and it's a famous goal. And that's probably why you remember it. But Ray Deakin was the captain.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Big player for Burnley in that season, Ray Deakin. But you've got 3 points. Well done. Round seven is about recent transfers. We need to know, from which club did Burnley sign Marvin Sordell in 2014? From which club did Burnley sign Marvin Sordell in 2014?
I believe it was Bolton Wanderers.
It was. Good answer. 3 points. Yeah. Done well at Bolton and Marvin Sordell. Well done. 3 points. Round eight is all about players who've scored on their Burnley debut or only ever scored once for the club. Again, it's worth 3 points. Which Burnley player scored his only goal for the club against Blackpool in March 2009?
It was Christian Calvinez.
It was. Good answer. A really wet and windy night at Bloomfield Road. What an important goal it was. The Norwegians' only goal for the Clarets. 3 points. Well done. The penultimate round is the final bonus round. Round nine. It's a two-part question. Since the year 2000, only one Burnley player has scored more than three goals in one game. Who was the player and which team did he score for against? I'll give you that again. Since the year 2000, only one Burnley player has scored more than three goals in one single game. Who was the player and which team did he score for against?
I don't know. Akinbaye at Luton.
It wasn't. No, he scored a hat-trick there. You're right. Yeah. But it was J. Rodriguez who scored four times against Burton Albion, Turf Moor in the League Cup.
Right. No, I didn't get that.
The final one, round 10, is a name the year. And it's, again, worth 3 points. If you're spot on, there's 1 point if you're 1 year either way. Yeah. And we need to know, in which year did Michael Duff make his Burnley debut? Which year did Michael Duff make his Burnley debut?
2004.
It is. 3 points. Well done. Well done, Andrew. You did well there.
That's good. Thank
you. Good points. We'll find out from Dave exactly how many you got, but well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, just checking back through there. That's a good result, I think, for Andrew. 24 points in total out of a possible 39. So a good score posted there for Andrew. Very well done. Hope you didn't find that too stressful, Andrew.
No, not at all. It was all good fun.
Well, again, we won't find out until all of our contestants have gone. We're waiting for all eight quarterfinalists. The way it works out is the highest four scorers will get through to our semi-finals. We'll have another set of questions for the semi-finals to find out which two contestants go through for our grand final. And then one of those will be our Pope Master for the season. So all that remains for me to do is to thank both of today's contestants, as well as our Quizmaster Phil Bird. And a special thanks, as usual, to our producer, Matt, who does all the work behind the scenes to edit and publish these podcast episodes. Remember to tune in for our next episode, when we'll be testing the knowledge of two more Burnley fans. I've been Dave Roberts. This has been Pope Master from the No Name Ever podcast. Until next time.